And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of August, 2014. 1864, on this date, 12 European countries signed the first Geneva Convention. It was the idea of Henri Dunant, the founder of the International Red Cross, who had seen the Battle of Solferino in the war for the unification of Italy. He was horrified by the carnage, 40,000 casualties, many of which were just left to die on the battlefield. The Geneva Convention established fair treatment of combatants, the obligation to treat sick and wounded regardless of which side they were on, and the protection of medical personnel. The United States eventually ratified the first Geneva Convention in 1882. It's the birthday of Annie Prue, born Edna Annie Prue in Norwich, Connecticut, 1935. She lived in Vermont as a young woman. She published a newspaper. She wrote how-to books about things like making apple cider and building a fence and hunting and fishing, both of which she loved. Some of the articles written for men's outdoor magazines. These freelance writing jobs taught her how to research things, and she's since made a career writing fiction based on extensive research. Her first novel was Postcards, 1992, and to write that, she traveled back and forth across the country, stopping in all the places where her main character worked and lived. Finished that novel, then she stumbled on a map of Newfoundland. She said, "Each place name had a story, Dead Man's Cove, Seldom Come Bay, Bay of Despair, Plunder Beach." So she explored Newfoundland, she looked at maps, went to bed every night with a Newfoundland vernacular dictionary, and the result was her novel, The Shipping News, which was a bestseller in 1993. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, You're the Top. Of all the people that I've ever known, I think my grandmother Bernice would be best qualified to be beside me now, driving north of Boston in a rented car while Cole Porter warbles on the radio. Only she would be trivial and unpolitically correct enough to totally enjoy the rhyming of Mahatma Gandhi with Napoleon Brandy. And she would understand from 1948 the miracle that once was cellophane, which Porter rhymes with night in Spain. She loved that image of the high gay life where people dressed by servants turned every night into the Ritz, dancing through a shower of just uncorked champagne into the shelter of a dry martini. When she was 70 and I was young, I hated how a life of privilege had kept her ignorance intact about the world beneath her pretty feet, how she believed that people with good manners naturally had yachts, knew how to waltz, and dribbled French into their sentences like salad dressing. My liberal adolescent rage was like a righteous fist back then that wouldn't let me rest, but I've come far enough from who I was to see her as she saw herself, a tipsy debutante in 1938, kicking off a party with her shoes, launching the lipstick-red high heel from her elegant big toe into the orbit of a chandelier suspended in a lyric by Cole Porter, bright and beautiful and useless. You're the Top, a poem by Tony Hoagland from Sweet Ruin, published by the University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.